This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituency in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and 30-member Puducherry assembly will be held on 9th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Gogamukh and Biswanath in Assam today. Speaking at Gogamukh, Mr. Modi said the welfare of the poor and the middle class remains a top priority for the BJP. Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress.
Assam ne seva aur sushasan ka naya daur dekha hai. Assam ka ye chunav विकसित असम से विकसित भारत बनाने का चुनाव है. इस बार बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार की हैट्रिक लगनी तय है.
Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is on a day-long visit to Assam addressing public meetings ahead of the assembly elections. Addressing public meeting in Shiv Sagar district, Ms. Priyanka criticized the BJP-led government over inflation, alleged corruption and unemployment. The Lok Sabha has passed the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026. It amends the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act 2014. It accords statutory status to Amravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. The Rajya Sabha today passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 with a voice vote. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The government today assured that the seeds of all types of crops are available sufficiently in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, stated this while addressing the inter-ministerial meeting in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia. She informed that over 185 lakh quintals of kharif crop seeds are available across the country. The additional secretary further said that sufficient quantity of agrochemicals is also available in the country. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that country's crude oil inventory is currently sufficient. She said that the government has made arrangements to ensure adequate crude supply for the next 2 months. Oil marketing companies have increased the price of commercial LPG gas cylinder by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid the conflict in West Asia. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited website, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 2,078 rupees and 50 paise, 2,208 rupees in Kolkata, 2,031 rupees in Mumbai, and 2,246 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. Meanwhile, the price of domestic LPG cylinders has remained unchanged in the country. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules change have come into force. Over six-decade-old Income Tax Act has been replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The revised FASTag annual pass fee for financial year 2026-27 has also come into force from today. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged by around 1.5% today. The Sensex soared 1,187 points to close at 73,134. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 3 wickets in New Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.